My question is, by the first week in October, I want something that is blue, purple, with splashes of hot pink, because it's going to be a color theme. And I want, it's kind of a dappled shade all the time. So
okay,
what were
the colors?
Well, blue is pretty easy.
Purple and splashes of hot pink.
The blue plumbago. Uh-huh. There's a good one that would just be ideal in there.
What is it for? Is it for like a wedding or a party?
Well, it's for a color theme that I'm putting together for a gathering I'm going to have. It's not a wedding, no.
No, but it's a gathering, so...
Now, do you want these colors low, or do you want, high top?
Well, some of them can be, you know, up to 3 feet.
So you got some flexibility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got the color. What about...
I was thinking of the Realia, the blue Realia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is lower. And last Calvin... There's a chicken out there. What's that chicken doing on the nursery?
It's always been here.
And then the blue plumbago that you mentioned, that's blue.
Yeah. And there's the pink Ruellia, too, which is the low grower that's blooming up a storm right here.
Did she say she wanted pink?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot pink.
Purple and a splash of hot pink.
Okay, and then purple. What about that Durante? Is that can kind of take that mottled sun, can it? Because mine is growing over there in a little shade, and it's got the...
Oh, yeah, Durante can take full sun. Now,
what was the name again?
Durante.
After Jimmy Durante.
Okay.
It's can get pretty large, but when you buy them at the nursery, you get them, you know, they're about 3 feet tall, and they're kind of the butterflies are love them, and they weep, and they have a purple, some variation on some colors, different colors and flowers, but
come out there, you think there will be a selection?
I'm not sure I see any right now.
Through a bunch of nurseries.
I'll tell you some of the salvias that... Like a little salvia right there, that dwarf farinacea, I guess. Yeah. That would be blue.
Like the Victoria blue or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, what's the hot pink over there by the
chicken?
By the Esperanza. What is that?
I can't believe that chicken in there.
Well, where's the chicken? I don't see the chicken.
You're right in the other side. Oh, you can't see him for the tree.
Yeah, but what is that hot pink there? That's hot pink. Can you see what I'm talking about?
He's kind of behind it, I think.
I can't see what you're talking
about.
You can't see what I'm talking
about.
What about Pat?
I'm really sorry, but I can't.
Pat, come on, look right over there. You see it,
Pat? Jerry, is that Persian Shield? Is that can take that kind of model, or is it like full sun better? In terms of the color and even coleus, the foliage has got kind of a purple.
I think if you keep cutting it off, it would be lower. It could stay low.
Yeah,
and that's purple, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's kind of a nice...
And that's that do well in semi-shaded
and
area.
It's a showy, it's a real showy purple.
It doesn't bloom now. You're looking at the foliage.
Yeah,
okay.
But the foliage is striking enough that it might have
the
impact
that you
want.
Is that one that has just a little bit of fuzzy look to it?
Have what?
A little bit of a fuzzy look to it?
The leaf is sort of fuzzy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, if Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear...
Well, Jerry gave me a terrific idea about using a gazing ball... And so I thought, okay.
There you go.
I can put that together.
See, you can have used that in that last place you were living at.
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
What
because
do you got?
Because a gazing ball will sit on rock.
Perennial dianthus here.
Oh, okay. So that's
No,
okay. I just thought it's hot pink.
It does look good over there in Mass. And one thing you could do is just come around and, you know, walk around and look at. Try to find.
Yeah, because we're sitting here. You gotta.
Well, that's what
selection.
I was trying to avoid, guys. It's too hot, so I just wanted to dash in.
Oh yeah,
grab
sure.
Out
let
here.
Us suffer out here.
We're out here,
Well, you made her move.
Well, Jerry tells me I've got to move again. I think I'm going to pass.
They open up early enough.
And you know
it's cool in the morning.
The coleus too. There's lots and lots of different coleus selections, so you can get pretty spectacular purples.
Well, I thought that I could, you know, have some height near the fountain and just kind of move down to lower around the edges.
Uh-huh.
Would probably work.
Yeah, yeah.
That blue plumbago would look pretty around the fountain.
Yeah.
That's just perfect.
But how do you get it to just bloom like crazy and get really thick when it's in a dappled
I've got some in sort of dapple shade. And
dapple?
It kind of likes that.
Yeah, dapple does great. It's harder to get it in deeper shade to get real spectacular.
But dapple shade is perfect.
I never fertilize mine, but it helps fertilize it a little bit, too.
Well, I know it says it loves the heat, and I thought it liked full sun. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything in the shade with that.
Oh, no, it does really well in morning sun or dappled.
Right up on plantanswers.com in the information index under plumbago.
Okay.
Under plumbago, in the flower section. Under flower, the flower heading.
But, well, if I email you about it, are you going to insult me?
Yeah, probably. Okay. You mean I email? Yeah, I can even insult on email?
Yeah.
He's good at that.
He is good.
Really good at that.
That is weird. I can do it in the written word or the verbal.
You are one of the best insulting people. All right, thanks, Pat.
But you know what's going to happen?
Huh?
He's going to get his one day. He just doesn't know it yet.
Well, he's gotten it many times, and it's just like water off a duck's back.
He doesn't seem to care.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
Great question, Pat. Thank you.
You email me, and I'll send you all the links to all these flowers we're talking about.
All right, thanks,
all
Pat.
All these forest will, and he's not insulting.
And no, he's not. He'll say, Pat, here are the links that you requested.
There you go.